BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Listen out for the whistle. Another round of the Who game. It's been a while. Deb's on Real or No Real with news of all-time lows, habits on tour. And was I right when I said last week on the show that all people called Dean are bad boys?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
It was really good, thanks. I went for quite a quirky Chinese on Friday night.
Yeah, please tell me more about this, because I saw the pictures that you sent me.
Yeah, it sort of escalated. There was a tribute band for... it was an ABBA tribute band turned up.
Yes.
Right? But what was really strange is we turned up at the restaurant, and everything was great, and the restaurant owner was really excited. He was like, oh, you've booked a really special night, because we've booked this Chinese tribute band for ABBA.
Chinese ABBA. This might be my favourite thing ever. Were they brilliant?
Oh, awesome.
Are they on again?
Yeah. But
can we go?
I mean, it was so good. Oh. But they were spot on.
I've seen Chinese Elvis.
I've heard of that happening in a few places. But yeah. Chinese ABBA was a new one for me.
Sounds like a good night.
Definitely got to go.
Okay. I... It was very exciting for me. I went shoe shopping with my mum yesterday.
Lush.
And then...
Did she buy you new shoes?
No, it was for her. And there was a girl that came up to me and went, why are you going through the ladies' moccasins, and took a picture of me? I was like, for my mum, actually.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So shout out to the girl that does have a picture of me. She's not tweeted it yet, but she will soon. And probably just me just going through the lady's shoes in a shop called rhymes with WK Wax.
I mean, I imagine it's on the desk of some kind of newspaper at the moment.
It's ready to go, I think. Yeah. And then there was another lady that I was rearranging the shoes so much that I was like, excuse me, do you work here? No, just helping my mum.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And tell me that's not a beautiful record.
That's the track that Hugh Stevens talks about in that trailer. That's the one he's talking over. Listen.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that's not a beautiful record.
Oh, I want it to end like that.
Beautiful record.
Look me in the eyes.
Do the rest of it.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that's not a beautiful record.
Aluna George, I'm in control. That's blown people's minds. They were also certain that Aluna George was just the one person.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I am right in the mood for a bit of a Who game today. So you think of something a bit retro and then you just go, Who? It's a very simple game.
It's the simplest thing ever.
Not done it for a while. We'll get a load of callers on. So it's me and you against the world and we'll do the Who game at 1:40. So keen for this on a Monday.
I've got something really good to share with you. In fact, this came from Vicky on Twitter. She tweeted me this. Mm. Now, the continuity announcers on BBC One, you know the guys that talk before the shows go on?
Oh, yeah. It's a hard job, that. Harder than you think. We tried it once on BBC Three. That didn't go well.
It all went wrong. Yeah. But it is a really hard job. There's a lot of pressure. You've got a very short amount of time to get your message away.
And you've got to get it right.
Do you remember a while ago, this same announcer that I want to talk about got it really wrong when his phone went off in the background?
Oh, yeah. He had a mare. Forgot to put it on silent.
Crack an egg and make some speciality breads next on BBC One. It's Paul's big thing, but baguettes can be brutal in Bake Off. But how we spend our dough reveals who we are. Anne unveils Britain's spending secrets at 9.
Oh, I thought he was going to hold it together then, and the last minute it just really put him off, didn't it?
Mm. Well, Vicky's been on Twitter and she says, it's happened again, the same continuity announcer.
Same guy?
Well, his phone hasn't gone off this time, but she did put on Twitter, does it sound like the continuity announcer is in fact making popcorn in the background?
Right. Okay, so we'll listen to this carefully.
Mm.
Here's the clip.
EastEnders back on BBC One tomorrow at 7:30.
Right. The thing is, do you think that job gets boring sometimes? Because it's like, oh, I've got to sit through all the shows. I mean, it's not the worst job in the world. It's just watching TV.
Yeah.
But then, when your time comes, you've got to get it right in like 5 seconds. But sometimes it must be like, oh, God, I'm not keen on calling the midwife. How can I pass the time? I know, I'll bring in a popcorn maker.
I like the idea they've got a little microwave in their small little cupboard that they talk from.
Well, on BBC Two now, a taste of summer with Mary Berry's foolproof cooking with crayfish, lamb burgers and smoky Texas chicken.
And it's done. And now he's got another hour off to enjoy all that lovely popcorn.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those people listening because they've got half term off, like Greg in Essex, and also Harry listening at home in Colchester. Pete's on from Barcelona as well. Good afternoon to you. Okay, shall we do this then? Shall we? Time for a Who game. Not done this for a while, actually. So it's quite simple. You know how we like to Who things now and again. You just think of something a bit retro, something you haven't done for a while, or a person you've not heard of for a while, or something from the past that used to happen, and then just give a little Who afterwards. Dead simple. It's me and Chris against the world today, so we'll start, and then we'll go through all of the callers that are waiting on the lines right now. Let's go for it. Who game on. Chris to serve.
Kiss Chase.
Uh-oh! Those massive pepper shakers that waiters had in restaurants.
The ones where you got to sling them over your shoulder.
Yeah. Okay, line one. Who's that?
Jake.
Where are you, Jake?
I'm in Bristol.
Go on, then.
Mood rings. Hey.
What are they?
Description, please.
You used to wear the rings and it tells you what mood you're in. The colour's blue.
Yes, you did. You're right. You did. What? That was rubbish.
That's an excellent one. Line two. Hello.
Hi, I'm Steve from Leicester.
Yes, Steve.
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
Okay.
Nerd.
Line three. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Kyle from Lincoln.
What have you got, Kyle?
0800 reverse.
I know someone the other day that still uses B2 callback. Hello. Line four, hello.
Hello.
Who's that, please?
Sam from Hartlepool.
Give me a Who.
Bloodhound Gang. Who let the dogs out? Who?
Hello. Good one.
Very good. Line five, hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Ross from Halifax.
Go on then.
Kellogg's Sporky Dorkies. Whoa!
Whoa!
Can you give me a Who?
Who?
Okay. Lackluster Who there. Chris.
Chat Roulette.
Who? Alarm clocks with the bell on top. Jake.
The Queen's nose.
Yes, no, you're not. Yes, yeah, Scott, so not the actual Queen's nose, but there was a TV show called The Queen's Nose where she used to rub a coin at the Queen's nose and got a wish or something.
Excellent.
I remember that. Good one.
Very good. Line two, yes. Steve from Leicester.
Reebok pumps. Who?
Yes.
90s.
Yeah, I think it's a Who. It's a bit like the classics. Do you remember the classics? I used to wear them all the time.
Yes. Kyle in Lincoln.
Grow your own alien.
These are good today. Sam in Hartlepool.
Making your own polyphonic ringtones.
Ross in Halifax, line five, yes.
Stretch Armstrong. Whoa!
He sounds like he's on a slide.
Are you okay, hon?
I'm sound, yeah.
All right. Can you just do a Who on, rather than a on. Woo? Because that's it's not the woo game.
Woo!
Slightly better. Right, this doesn't show any signs of slowing down anytime soon, does it really?
No, not really, no.
Break for a song, I think.
Fine.
Shall we?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Also, nerd alert, it's Baha Men, not Bloodhound Gang, who did the dogs out, so...
Ah, yes, they were bad touch, weren't they?
Yeah, they were bad touch. Don't know where he got that from, but thank you to a lot of you for pointing that out. James in Milton Keynes is normally on the Who game. He's off it today, feels a bit left out. Alex is in tears listening to the Who game. It is a good one today. Charlotte says, I'm listening to the Who game while writing my dissertation, making the topic a lot more interesting.
Interesting point this as well. It is a little bit too many man, this, actually. I don't know,
I know
what's gone on there.
I know, Ebony's been on saying...
I completely agree.
Where are the girls? I know, they haven't caught up this time. But definitely, we need some more girls in here.
Absolutely.
We do, for this game. Okay, so it's a new game. We'll do another round. One more round, I think. Everybody on the line, give me the best Who that you've got, and then we will decide a winner from that, I think. Okay, ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Chris, your best Who, please.
Verrucas. Hello.
I think they're still on.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think they're only something from back in the day.
Right. Anyone had a verruca recently? Let us know.
Shout out.
Okay, my best one. Shouting for someone to get off the internet so you can use the phone.
Yeah, that happened.
Jake, Bristol.
Hiring out a video from Blockbuster, putting it through their letterbox.
Yes, the letterbox.
I forgot about the letterbox.
Stephen Lester.
What's that?
Very good. Yeah. I remember when Edith Bowman made that like her catchphrase for a while.
Rubbish. Mm.
Line three, Kyle and Lincoln.
Holding a butter cup under your chin to see if you like butter.
These are all good.
Sam in Hartlepool.
That girl in clown with a chalkboard between channels on BBC through the night.
Wow. She was quite sinister, wasn't she? Is she still on? Don't really see her anymore, do you?
No, that you mean the test card thing that was on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not on anymore.
No. Was it a child and a clown?
It was, yeah.
And how old is the child now, do we think?
Child must be at least 80.
Yeah, that's someone's grand, that is.
Not sure how old the clown would be.
With like a little piece of chalk and a chalkboard. Yeah. Oh. Ross in Halifax.
Bananas in pyjamas. Whoa!
Still not quite mastering the Who part of it, are you, Ross? Right, I think out of all that, my favourite was posting the video through the letterbox.
Okay, and 100%. Who was that?
That was Jake in Bristol. Hi, Jake.
Hello.
You win today.
What do you think? Is that a good one?
Yeah, you've won the Who game.
Fantastic.
Took a while to sink in there,
yeah,
didn't
but
it?
You have won.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you've won.
You've got bad signal.
Wicked.
You've won. Have you got one more to finish on, seeing as you've been crowned the winner?
Yes, I've got another good one.
Go on, then.
I reckon you've got a few of these, Scott. Blue Peter badge. Ew.
I've actually got two Blue Peter badges.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm not
blue
sure that's
green.
Allowed.
You got a green one?
They're just the standard ones.
I always thought you'd be the kind of person with a gold one.
No, just two normal ones there. I found them recently when clearing out my house.
To get a golden one, you literally needed to save someone.
I think you can still get them, though, and Blue Peter really is on. Yes, I think you needed to save someone from, like, a burning building or, like...
Or climb a mountain.
Yeah.
But backwards.
Yeah. They were only reserved for the very special people. Yeah. And the Queen, of course.
I think there's only two that exist. Probably the Queen's got one, Bear Grylls has got the other.
Probs. Well done, Jake, and thank you, everyone else, for playing a fantastic Who game today. Thanks, guys.
Whoa.
Any more noises?
I mean, there's something just in this.
Okay.
All right, everyone, make one more noise. There we go.
Okay. All right, gotta go. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You're one Johnson Radio 1. That is what you have to do, isn't it?
I would do the same.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
That is a great song. It's a great song. But that is the only time they'll ever be in the charts.
Wow, that's a claim.
It is true.
That's, and massively sassy.
Come on, we all know it.
I
look, just no one's saying it, that's all. It's, we know that's their only song that's going to ever be in the charts. Just say it.
Wow. I love that song. I struggle with the words. So I find myself saying, like, to want to join in, you know, soon I'll be 80 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't go up to 80, it's only up to 60 there. But it is good.
But we won't hear from them again.
I don't think they'll be trouble in the charts again. No, I think they're really good. And we spoke to Lucas off of Lucas Graham on the chart on Friday. Amazing guys. But you just know when you hear a one-hit wonder, and I think I have.
Oh, no.
Also, whose dad tells him to go and get a wife at 11? Someone points out. The Scott Mills Daily. Do I sound different today?
You sound... Well, no, I'll be cheating if I say that you do sound massively different. I don't think you sound massively different, but you've made me aware of something that you're worried is affecting how you talk.
It's really bugging me. So last night I had a particularly chunky bit of chicken, and one of my fillings has come out at the back right, lowercase. Is that what it is? Lowercase and uppercase?
Yeah, whatever. The point.
You know that thing they say in the dentist
when
they talk to each other, like they talk to the dental technician. It's like lower molar D4 EJ Roger. It's that one, and. Well, it's really jagged for a start, so it's like it's affecting the use of my tongue.
Yeah, and which is obviously a problem for you.
Dentist is not back until Wednesday, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to last, am I?
But what I have noticed is a slight whistle
every
now and then when you use the letter S.
Did it?
So did you notice it when I said
Sam Smith?
Yeah. Do it again.
The last song
was by...
Don't, because...
Go on.
Sam last Smith.
See? Did you hear that whistle?
Go on again. Sam.
It's a slight whistle.
Don't, because
whistle
it's
then.
Actually quite drafty as well. Like, I can feel the... Stop it. It's making
me... Just listen out. If you're listening to Scott this afternoon, just listen out for the old whistle every now and then when he talks about the Brits.
It's really cold. There's cold air going through. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Now that sounds like it's me whistling through the whole song there.
We're getting a load of abuse from people saying, please stop whistling throughout the song.
That's not my teeth though, that's just on the song. Zara Larsson. Lush Life on BBC Radio 1. Stop it. That is not...
That's not me.
Not me.
It's honestly not me.
Sorry, my teeth are playing up. Big gap at the back. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. That's... Oh, it's going to be a problem, that one, isn't it? That's... See her there with Elastic Heart. Really need to get one of those temporary fillings that you can get from the shop that rhymes with Whoops.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio
1. Jagged Edge. Piggity Puff. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Right, it's that thing now where he chooses a song and I choose a song and you decide what the banger is that you're going to play. Really needs a more succinct name than that, I think.
Yeah, we can work on a name with that. Anyway, bring it on.
Hello,
this week
Tom.
I'm confident.
Tom?
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Leeds.
Leeds, what are you doing?
Just finished work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a courier.
You're a courier, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so what are you going to do the rest of the day?
Probably go hide in pub away from Mrs, I think.
Wow. Fair enough. Wow, it's 1975 in here. Anyway, right, okay, cool. Well, you have a lovely day, hiding away from Mrs. And have you heard this before, where you pick a song, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so... Can you reassure Chris this is not a fix and I'm not paying you?
I wish you were. It would be nice.
Yeah, like, Chris thinks because I won a lot last week that it's some kind of power that I have over the listeners, and that's not true, is it, Tom?
No, it ain't, no.
You don't feel pressured now to pick my song, do you?
I'll pick the best one.
Yeah, okay. I can't just say, Tom, you sound like a really, really nice bloke, and I'd very much like to meet you one day.
What?
I'm just trying to sweet talk him. Anyway, let's crack on.
All right, okay, so my choice today, and it's entirely up to you, Tom. My choice is... Oh.
Push it. Shoot. Oh, perfect exceeder.
Yes?
That's it.
Oh, wow. Mason versus... Hey. Princess Superstar.
Oh, wow.
Check it out now. Oh, yes. Bit of me, this.
I've forgotten about this.
Like 2006 or whatever. What have you got?
Okay, this is a good one. So, after you winning every day last week, I turned to Kevy on Twitter for this banger.
Oh.
Heavy got in touch with me and said, this will guarantee you a win this week, Chris. So I'm going to go with this one.
Vintage Ronson.
Yeah, it fits well. It's been a Valentine's weekend. This song is, of course, from the film Hitch. I had a look at that over the weekend. It was good. Anyway, I really want to hear this. Please, Tom, pick my song.
Don't beg it. Okay. Right, okay, it's time to do your thing, Tom. Yes?
Right. I've made my mind up. I know which one I'm going to pick. Yes. It's going to be... It's going to go for Chris.
Yes! Whoa! Good man.
Also, excellent Dermot O'Leary-style gap there. Well done.
Yeah.
It's on.
La, 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 la. Yo. What's the deal? Ain't nothing, Paul. We just here waiting and all that. Trying to get our heads right, get this money right and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. It's another day in the hood. Yo. Yo. Hey, yo, one a night, New York City. Heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City. Slash machines, ding, 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 ding. When they ring off, lock the doors, that's when ghosts just...
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fair play, mate. That is good.
Thank you.
Mark Ronson, ooh-wee. We'll do another one tomorrow. See, it's not always me winning, ooh, is it?
Do you know what? That's a weight off my shoulders, though, because I thought that was going to turn to a joke.
Did you think it was going to be like, you know, when it becomes a bit of a joke, when on I'm a Celebrity, it's the same person that gets picked to do the trials all the time?
I thought it was going to be that, or I thought it was going to be like being seven-balled at pool, and then I was going to have to run around the table naked.
You got one in the bag today, that's good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just ask, Chris, let's go back to where you won there with Mark Ronson and Uwe. Did you admit to using outside help there from somebody else
on
Twitter? Yeah, I
did. Yeah, I did. I need to try something new.
Okay, I'm not sure that's in the rule book, but there we go.
So I'm not allowed to listen to anybody's suggestions?
I don't know. Like, pick it yourself, you know? This tooth is getting worse, man.
Is it? Yeah, the whistle's definitely...
Stop it, because it's making me more paranoid. Rilla Nero coming up at 3:40 this afternoon. It sounds weird today. Snake Hips and the 1975 coming up. Also, here's another thing. Are we allowed to re-enter the song if it didn't get picked? Because I really want to play Exceder.
I don't know. We can make the rules up as we go along. I would say yes, but just leave it a while.
Leave it for a few weeks and no one will notice.
Yeah, because I still think My Chemical Romance last week, Welcome to the Black Parade, should be on.
Yeah, you could bring that back at some point, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1 with Dev at 4, in for Greg today, and Annie Mack at 7 tonight. Hottest record is from Catfish and the Bottlemen. An actual Van McCann is in the studio to bring the track in. He's actually bringing it in with his own hands. He's not. But he is coming in to premiere the song tonight from 7 o'clock on Radio 1. Do you remember your experience with Van McCann, Chris?
Yes, I do.
Nearly a year ago.
It's coming up to that time.
At Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich. Do you remember the exact line you asked him when we were doing an interview with Catfish?
What I remember more is just how, you know, considering we're meant to be friends, how you just revelled in me panicking, not really knowing what to do, not sort of stepping in, trying to help.
Thing is, with you being a relative newbie to this lark, you sometimes, sometimes you've just got to... You've got to experience that panic and that fear of when an artist says something you really don't expect.
So Foo Fighters were obviously headlining Big Weekend. Massive, Chris, right? Everyone's so excited about the Foo Fighters.
Massive, massive act. Chris is just trying to make small talk, you know, get into the chat with Van from Catfish at the Bottlemen.
Yeah, so I said to him, are you excited about Foo Fighters tonight?
No.
Scott Mills won.
And then the panic started, didn't it?
And then he was just completely quiet. I mean, he's such a top bloke.
Yeah.
But at that point, he really wasn't trying to help me out.
No, I'm not really, to be honest. Don't like him. They're on tonight with Annie Mack on Radio 1. Hello!
You are Scott Stain.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank yourself.
I'm all right, thanks.
You know, you was doing those fake boyfriend calls last week.
Oh, what you mean when Chris was calling people's sisters and that, trying to be the perfect boyfriend?
Yes, and you said that Dean was a bad boy name.
Yeah, I may have said that. If you missed it on the show last week, we heard from a lot of single people who get stressed for not having a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's right. So I set up a little business idea. Well, I had the business idea a while ago. I bought it back in time for Valentine's Day, which was that I would ring your family members, whoever's been bugging you if you are single and getting grief, and I would pretend to be your boyfriend, but I would pretend to be the perfect boyfriend.
Yeah, and with varying levels of success.
I'm also very, very good looking.
Really?
Most people would rate me a 9 out of 10.
Right, okay.
And you'll be pleased to know, I've just put up a really complicated bit of flat pack furniture.
Okay, that's very clever then.
Oh, hang on a second, Anne. I just need to hoover up the sawdust.
Perfect boyfriend, right there.
You get the idea, yeah. Right?
What did I say about Dean's, Dean?
You said there was a bad boy name. You made out like we was bad people, bad boys, you know.
Yeah.
Bad boyfriend, basically.
Maybe I did. I think I said stay away from anyone called Dean. Was it something like that I may have said?
Listen, I remember what it was. It was when I was choosing what name to be called when I called the relative. And I'm fairly certain you said that I shouldn't be called the name Dean because all Deans are bad boys.
To be honest, all the Deans I've encountered have been nothing but trouble, Chris.
Right, yeah. Okay. But that's very judgmental then, because then at the time we had a lot of people called Dean texting in, tweeting in, saying, you know, that's unfair. Not all of us Deans are the same.
Yeah.
But saying that, Dean, are you a bad boy?
No, not genuinely, no.
Really? What not?
Yeah.
What not ever?
My fiance thinks I'm just perfect, really.
Really? You're a perfect boyfriend, are you?
Yeah, I must be, because you've been with me long enough, so
okay.
I've got to be up there.
Convince me that you're not a bad boy. What do you do that's good?
Everything. You look after her very well. You know, I've got a job, drive. Yeah. What more do you want?
Valentine's Day, what'd you do?
Got flowers, went bowling, got her nice presents, took her out for a meal.
I've actually got a checklist here, Dean, if that's all right with you. This is just my list from people who've called Dean in the past. Are you argumentative?
Can be.
Right. You can get jealous a lot, Dean?
Not really, no.
Are you always too busy to see your girlfriend?
No, I'm never.
See? Not all Deans are the same.
See?
Are you moody at all?
Depends if I've got a cold or the flu, then yes. If I am, then no.
Are you friends with any of your exes, Dean?
No. That's just silly. Why would you?
Do you ever hold a door open for a girl?
All the time.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding all right, to be honest.
Yeah, see? Not all bad.
That's pretty much all of my checklist done, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there you go,
trying
Scott.
To think of anything else.
Well, no, that's fine.
Dean
what you've learned there is that not all Deans are the same. It's all fine, Scott. You need to shake this prejudice you've got against the name Dean.
Okay.
In fact, just stop judging people by their name.
Mm.
Oh, well, I don't know. Some people you can judge by the names. I'll let you have that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what names are bad, then, in your experience?
It's got to be Scott all over.
What do you mean?
Well, I just feel you're judging us. We've got to judge you.
It's true. What's the first word that comes to your head when you hear the name Scott? Let's just say, we're thinking of employing Scott. What's the first word you'd think of with the name?
Lazy. It's got to be lazy.
Lazy?
See, I'd say flaky.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one as well.
A little bit loose.
Loose?
Yes.
Yeah, just...
Yes.
What do you mean, loose?
You know, loose.
Right. Okay, Dean, well, you're the only Dean I've ever spoke to that's actually all right.
Yes.
I'll revise my opinion, but only for you.
Yes, happy days. We all won this one.
Good to speak to you.
And you, take care.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Grant, what are you saying?
Hello, mate, yeah. I've met a few Jodies, and they're all terrible.
Right.
They are really hard work, seriously. Right. Like,
everyone moved to Jodie.
Everyone called Jodie.
Yeah, seriously, I've met about four.
So if I meet a Jodie, I should just walk away?
Yeah, simple, just go. The
Scott Mills Daily. Oof, that's not gone down well with girls called Jodie. At all. At all. Oh. Apparently, I'm just talking about people who have nightmare names or people that are generally a nightmare because of their name. A lot of Grants, people are saying. And also Gemmas.
Right. Stop bringing new names into this.
Right.
Because every time you add another name, the reaction's huge.
I mean, it can't be everybody called Gemma or Grant or Jodie or Dean. But it's pretty much all of them. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Dev.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Do I sound weird today?
A little bit.
Oh, I do. Do I?
Yeah. Why do you sound weird?
Because I've cracked my... I've got a jagged tooth.
Oh, no. I had a...
jagged edge.
I had one of my wisdoms out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
No, that was it. That's nothing else.
Scott's got this whistle. It just keeps
it's
appearing.
Not whistling.
Hear that?
Right, don't do it. Hey, I enjoyed your chat with Matt Edmondson about the cost of roses.
Oh, thrifty Matt Edmondson.
On Valentine's Day, Radio 1's money-saving expert, Matt Edmondson. If you missed it, listen to this.
I am in a relationship, so I do have to...
You're in quite a serious relationship, aren't you?
Yes, yes. So I have to buy into the whole Valentine's thing. But at the same time, I'm a little bit cynical because I think, oh, really? I mean,
yeah.
I bought some roses yesterday because I'm a nice guy. £20. From a supermarket.
That's actually pretty good for some roses. That's a pretty good deal.
Is that good? But the rest of the year, they're like £8. There's a Valentine's Day tax on...
I love it. You're like, that's actually quite good. He's like, is it?
It's really good. £20 for a bunch of roses.
I don't know where he's going, but like, give me your florist, please. That's actually really good.
He probably shopped around.
Yeah, of course he did. He would have been on all the money comparing websites. Moth Edmondson there. Moth's in his wallet. Okay, let's play today's real...
You are unbelievably sassy today.
Yeah. Real or no real?
Harry Styles is such a big fan of his local curry house that he's getting them to open a branch in LA.
Right, so that's how it rolls when you're in the biggest band in the world, or were, oh, sorry, hiatus, are. So you think, I love the Baltis from that place, I'm going to get them moved to LA.
Yeah, because the problem is, when your second home is in LA, it no longer is your local curry house, is it?
True that.
How's that going to work, though? It can't be the same restaurant with the same staff, can it?
No, but I guess he just likes the foods there. Mm. So why not get it shipped out? This is a band that can, you know, they can get whatever food they want on their private jet anytime.
So does that suggest money's running out in the Harry Styles camp?
Why?
Because before he would have just flown it over, wouldn't he?
That's true. I have heard of pop stars flying over food before and then reheating
that's
it.
That's nuts.
I have heard of that. That has happened. I think that's happened. So he loves it. Oh, when I take when I take a breath there, it's really cold in the old teeth there.
Yeah, get that looked at.
Okay.
See, I don't know. I've not mentioned this much on air, but when I went to LA last year to interview J.J. Abrams, the director of Star Wars, for my Star Wars documentary, I got to hang out in LA for a bit. They got loads of food over there. They got some of the best restaurants I've ever seen and barely been able to afford in all my life. So I reckon this is definitely no real.
Right.
Yeah, but when you find a really nice curry, you want to hold it tight, don't you?
That's very true. You want to keep it secret as well, don't you?
But like, how can he guarantee? I mean, he obviously likes it. How is he going to guarantee that's going to work in Los Angeles? It might work in London or wherever he's talking about.
Well, because if he's the only customer, but he's super rich, then he can guarantee that.
True.
I can't even see Styles like enjoying a Buna. I think this is no real. Okay. I don't even like curry.
Oh, surely it is what you would do though if you love something that much. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yes.
Apparently a number of celebrities, including Harry and Kate Moss and Rowan Atkinson, are such big fans of this curry house that they are trying to get them to move to Los Angeles. Harry has even started scouting locations.
Oh, so he's going to be involved?
Yeah, he's looking for venues right now. Nothing to do.
That's mad, isn't it? That's not just getting a takeaway. That's building a takeaway. Yeah. That's awesome.
Build it! And next.
To relax between cities during his sport relief challenge, Radio 1 DJ Greg James watched all 5 seasons of Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, it's a great show, though.
It really is.
It's a good show.
If you ever go back and watch Keeping Up Appearances, what a performance.
It's so good. You know Keeping Up Appearances.
Okay, residents, the lady of the house speaking.
Yes.
I once had to dress up.
Yeah. B-U-C-K-E-T. No, it's not bucket, it's bouquet.
So good. You had to what?
Yeah, when I was really young, I was in the Cubs, I had to dress up as Hyacinthe Bouquet for a Cub performance.
I need more details. Okay, than that.
Yeah, but it's such a vague memory.
You're
but I just
way more than that.
Because I didn't know what she was about, but I was told to walk into the middle of the room and shout, "The bouquet, residence, lady of the house speaker," and didn't have a clue what that meant. It's so strange. I look back on it now and I go, why didn't I say no?
How old were you?
I don't know.
15?
No, it was Cubs age.
All right, okay.
Why?
It was a show we were putting on, I assume.
What's the best episode of Keeping Up Appearances, though? It's when she goes on a cruise.
Oh,
the
yes,
cruise one.
A classic one, isn't it?
And then Daisy and Onslow are on board as well.
Classic.
Anyway, so Greg James.
Well, there you go. It sounds like you would love to be doing this.
Yeah,
watching
yeah. I think this is really about.
I think it's a like bit of light relief. You know, you're having to swim and cycle and run for all those miles. What could be better than a bit of keeping up appearances, a bit of light relief?
Well, it sounds to me you've been watching it lately. So I reckon you've both been watching it and texting each other. And that's where this has come from. In fact, that's it. So I'm going to go real because I think this is a reel that's come from you.
I think Greg is more of like a Alan Partridge man. Oh. I think this is about you. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. No. I just Googled it. The best episode of Keeping Up Appearances. But it is good. It is good.
Classic.
And it's still on some channel somewhere. It is a no real, but Greg did have his production team watch back-to-back Come Dine With Me during one of the coach journeys there. And finally,
Jack from All Time Low collects all the bras that get thrown at him during gigs.
Okay, that's a bit weird.
Who did that run into storage problems, do you think?
Because they do a lot of gigs.
Yeah, it's a lot of bras.
And they have a lot of fans. Yeah. That's a lot of bras.
It's like reverse merch, isn't it? Where the merch has been thrown at the band.
Do people still do that? Like throw bras and pants and stuff?
It's off of Tom Jones,
I don't think
it?
Anyone's ever done that. I think it's all hype.
Also, totally acceptable for a woman to go to a concert and throw a knickers, right? If I threw like my grotty boxes at like somebody, they get removed from the venue.
But yeah, imagine you throwing your thong at Jess Glynn.
Just a bit of equality, you know? That's all I want.
It wouldn't be allowed.
A balance.
What a wonderful imagine hitting her in the face.
What a bizarre thing to say. That's slightly thrown me.
Yeah. Come on. You must have seen, even if you weren't there, like you must have seen it on TV, when someone does get hit in the... In the face by the knickers there.
Never seen it.
I can see Jack, like, having a room in his house full of these bras. You know, like how Scrooge McDuck used to have that that bank vault full of coins and he just went swimming in them?
So you think he swims in them?
Yeah, I reckon he's got a room filled with these bras and at the end of a long day, right, just jumps off a diving board into a sea of bras. So I'm saying real.
I'm going to say real for the same reasons.
That one is real.
Yes! But does he have the bra room, though?
Okay, I'll tell you. No, he has no bra room. But what he does through the gig, he picks them up and hangs them on the mic stand and at a recent gig in London collected as many as 10. Very generous, aren't they, in London? At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 20, Dev got 20.
Yay. What's on today, Dev?
Well, Greg was a little bit broken on Friday after his 5 triathlons in 5 days.
And all of that Come Dine With Me as well.
Of course. Yeah. So we got him on the phone a little bit later. We'll do your official chart update and the 10-minute takeover after 6.
All coming at 4 with Dev. Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.